If you have an odd or fun name, or know of someone who like had one name, then got married, and then holy cow, that made it even funnier.
Right.
203-882-9757. We got one here. A bride to be revealed her surname, and the internet went kind of nuts.
Okay.
Brooke Marshall, 29 years old, is preparing to marry her fiance, Jake Hornibrook.
No.
Which will make her Brooke Hornibrook.
Nice. That's a very horny brook.
Love that.
It's constantly flowing.
The top comment on this is, I have two personalities, Brooke and Horny Brook.
That's the best.
I talked to that one.
Yeah, well, let me know when Horny Brook arrives.
I'll be here.
Way better than Bond, James Bond.
Right.
Brooke. Horny Brook. Well, that's it's like Mrs. Horny Brook. Right. Yes. What's your first name? Brooke.
Right. Last name? Horny Brook.
Oh.
Right. They call me Brooke Hornibrook. Oh. They call me Brooke Hornibrook.
It's kind of like the Bond, James Bond.
Yep.
That's wedding hashtag. This is another comment. A real opportunity for horny for Brooke.
Nice.
Hashtag horny for Brooke.
Sounds like a town, Hornibrook. The town of Hornibrook.
Also, Hornibrook, Brooke on legal docs is diabolical.
Well.
And she's going to take the name.
Yeah.
So she will be Brooke Hornibrook.
I think you want to.
Boy, she must be in love, or that guy's rich or something. Like, I don't know. I think if that was my name, I might think about choosing a different partner.
So she's a nurse.
Okay.
Nurse, so she's going to be Nurse Hornibrook.
Nurse Hornibrook. Check my pulse, Nurse Hornibrook.
Oh, wow.
My pressure's going up.
I grew up with a, if we're talking about odd names, I grew up with a kid, we played music together, named Miami Dolphin.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, that's...
this is his actual name.
Wow.
On legal license.
That's a commitment to
right.
a team.
He's been a failure ever since.
Well, I know a guy. He's been on the show. His grandfather's name is Harry Johnson.
Harry Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your last name is Johnson, would you name your kid Harry?
Right. And the sister's name is Anita.
The principal.
She's also a honey book.
The principal at the elementary school I went to's name was, or maybe it was the high school. Middle school, one of them, Richard Seaman.
Wow. No, no.
Oh, my God. Yes, who would do that to your kid?
I just go by Dick for short, you know?
Yeah, no, please call me Richard.
Dick Seaman.
Please call me Richard. Yep.
You got to use the full Richard.
Yeah.
On that.
You never go full Richard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a stickler on that one.
And then, you know, if you become a doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Seaman.
Right.
Like, I'm good.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Not artificial inseminator. You're fine. We're going to sperm bank. We're good.
Dr. Hornibrook sounds pretty bad, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Hornibrook. Dr. Hornibrook. Dr. Brooke Hornibrook.
Right. Need your stat.
Who's a Hornibrook? Who's a Hornibrook?
Come a long line of Hornibrooks.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I had a neighbor. His name was Richard Johnson.
Wow.
And wow.
That's an understatement.
He preferred to be called Dick Johnson.
Nice.
So he asked me if I had a lawyer buddy. He had some real estate. He had to, you know, move around or whatever. So I gave him the phone number. And after he was done, my lawyer buddy called me back. He goes, listen, the next time you have somebody called Dick Johnson, call the office. You might want to give me a heads up. I almost didn't take the call.
It was a prank phone call.
And his last name is Wee Wee.
Exactly. And he was tall. He was a tall Dick Johnson.
He's a giant, giant Dick Johnson.
Yeah, his wife is a big fat Johnson.
Well, she liked Dick Johnson.
She did, yeah. Couldn't get enough Dick Johnson.
Right, thank you. Ryan in Bristol.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm surprised Hunger Man's list didn't include Dick Trickle.
Seriously.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
That's a... You know,
right.
Why would you do that?
Seriously, Dick Trickle. And he's always trailing at the end. Is there a Dick Trickle up front?
John in New Milford.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Good.
Worked with this gentleman. His name was Richard Head.
Richard Head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what did he do? What did he do? He named his kids Richard Head Jr. Nice. So he called him Dickhead, and he had Dickhead Jr.
Right. No. I'm a dickhead, too.
See what he missed out.
Line of dickheads.
Yeah, he could have had Fat Head. Right. Like, there's all kinds of... Yeah.
Right, Anita.
Before Chaz became a young man, yeah. We called him Little Chaz.
Right.
So you're calling this guy Little Dick.
Right.
Little Dick and Big Dick.
Come on, Agent Sam.
Little Dickhead, Big Dickhead.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Short kid.
Yep.
Poor kid is right.
Seriously.
Like, I wonder what he does for a living now.
Porno.
Got a great name for
there you
it.
Go, bunt done.
All right, thank you, John. Mickey?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, I used to work for FedEx, and I was about to scan one of my packages, and it was Hairy Balls.
H-A-R-L-S.
Yeah.
So you had Hairy and Balls package?
Also... You were holding Hairy Balls package.
Jasmine Nicole.
Yeah. Yeah, and I used to work down in Norwalk. Trucking company, and there was a guy there. His name was Dick Weed.
Dick Weed.
Yep.
His parents yeah. can be evil.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, have a good day.
All right, thank you, Mickey. Garrett Miller Place.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning,
hey.
Sir.
So I went to high school with this kid, and his name was Eric Chin.
Eric Chin.
Yeah. If you say it fast, he kind of learned the hard way.
Eric Chin.
Eric Chin. Eric Chin.
Eric Chin. Eric Chin.
Eric Chin.
Eric Chin.
Yeah, there
Eric
we go.
Chin.
I think Mayor Cassetti could help us with that one.
Right.
Oh,
hey.
Eric Chin. Oh, Eric Chin.
Eric Chin.
Ah.
Eric Chin. There's a reason I wasn't repeating it with you, fellas.
Single.
It was tough for him.
Oh, you know, it is now. Yeah.
It was really yeah. hard.
It was hard for him.
Right.
It was hard.
Vince yeah. and I.
Every now and then he'd pop up in class.
Hard grown up.
Right.
Erection.
Yep.
Got it.
Right. Erection.
Oh, good. I got an erection behind me.
Garrett, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Nice.
See you guys.
Everybody's still
talking about if you haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
Fun and or difficult names.
Yeah.
Odd names. Anne in Oxford.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello. Good.
Okay, I've got three. The first one, is a kid down in Florida, his name is Seven Layer.
Seven Layer. Loves cake.
Seven Layer. Loves
and dip.
Cake, right? So that's just funny.
Wait, his first name is Seven? Kid.
Seven, right.
Seven. S-E-V-I-N.
Like as in 11, yes.
And then the last Layer. Name is Layer.
Layer.
Layer, like right. cake. Yeah.
You got to try his dip.
Burritos.
The next two are guys that I worked with. I worked for a telephone company, and they were technicians in Delaware. And they worked in the same office. And one guy was named Dick Thick.
Dick
Thick. F-I-C-K. Dick Thick.
Yeah.
But the best one is Dick Tingle.
Dick Tingle.
Oh. Dick Tingle.
Probably see a doctor by that one.
It's a little better than a Dick Trickle.
Tingle is funny on its
real.
Own, but oh, Dick yeah. Tingle, that's Dick, hysterical.
Dick Tingle.
Dick Tingle, yeah. Right. And they went by it. Like, you know, not Rick, Richard or Rick. They were Dick.
So oh, right.
They were nice oh. guys, but oh, my God.
Oh, I can see his Dick Tingle.
Call our technicians. They'll make your Dick Tingle.
All right, thank you. Hysterical.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have
right.
a great day.
All right, you too. Okay.
Looking for Thick Dick. No, it's Dick Thick, please.
Yeah, it's Dick Thick.
Would you rather have the name Seven if your last name is Layer or Lady?
Lady.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to contest? Lady.
Lady.
Yeah, or the best.
Got it. Andrew in Newtown.
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't really know how I follow Dick Tingle. But
it's not a contest.
It's pretty tough. When I was working at Haynes in Oxford, I had a guy that came in. His name was Demore Blackwood.
Demore Blackwood.
Demore.
I think Blackwood. It's Seymour.
Right. Right. Or Needmore.
No, you're giving it
yeah.
a Demore.
Right. I need
it's a... Tough not to laugh.
Seymour Blackwood sounds like a cowboy, though.
It
you
does,
know?
Yeah.
I'm Seymour yeah. Blackwood.
I was thinking of a dull film star.
Right. Then one day, Seymour Blackwood went to town. The postman's name was Seymour Blackwood.
Thank you.
Oh, wrong tab. Wrong tab.
Sorry. Sorry.
Robin Clinton.
He went to college as one of the nicest, most conservative kids. His name is Randall Hooker. Question about Randy.
Randy Hooker.
Randy Hooker.
Sounds like a porno from the 70s.
Back then, I didn't really even know what it was.
His friends called him Random.
Wow. Nice. Randy Hooker. Right. Oh, man. Parents can be tough.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, how can we mess this kid's life up for the rest of their lives? I don't mean Randy Hooker.
Randy Hooker.
Randy Hooker.
Come on, it's funny. Come on. Like, you're telling it to the doctor.
He won't know right now. Later on, his life is hell.
I was thinking it was an accident. You're saying they're doing this intentionally, yeah. These kids?
Every time this kid was bad, they'd smile. Like, later on in life, boy. Well, it's coming.
Now, do you want to be Randy Hooker or do you want to be Dick Hooker?
Oh, definitely Dick Hooker.
Dick Hooker?
Yes. My middle name is Duh.
Jeremy in Portland.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
So I worked with a guy named Dick Bush at a place called Governor's Tavern in East Hampton.
Never had to leave the house. His life is set.
Or you can't find it in all that bush.
This is true.
Oh, right. You gotta go bushwhacking.
Yeah, like an eagle's nest.
Right.
Found the egg. Found the egg. Want to trim the bush? Yep.
Yeah. Ladies of the 70s and before.
I have a friend of mine. He's a good dude.
Who's that?
Dick Bush. He became a friend of mine, you know, after working there. And
you were close to him?
I think his parents were a hippie. I never got to asking him
right.
why they named him that.
Right. Yeah, why would they
but
do
he
that?
Was a cool dude.
Right.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
Could have been Pricker.
Harry.
His sister was Rose.
Harry Bush.
Harry Bush, yes. Right. Rose Bush.
This is the Fort Wayne, Indiana Government Center. Was voted because I guess they had a mayor, and his name was Harry Balls with right. two A's.
You right. have the news story?
And they wanted, to name it the Harry Balls Government Center.
Yeah.
Which is excellent.
During the polls, Harry Balls was ahead.
The new name for the building. People went over to feedbackfortwayne.org. They made suggestions and voted. The overwhelming front runner was the Harry Balls Government Center.
Harry Balls was the mayor of Fort Wayne back in the 1930s and 40s. He even served a term in the 1950s.
Served a lot of terms.
Yeah.
Harry Balls.
One time, Harry Balls at all time low.
We don't want to hear more of that.
You want it?
Yeah. We have a street named after Harry Balls. So what's
See,
the deal about naming the new city county government building after him?
They could have just said it and then done the report, but right. every time they can say Harry Balls,
they're doing it.
My whole career, I'm never going to be able to say Harry Balls this many times.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. They go for it.
Yep. I spent many years with Harry Balls. Yeah.
All right.
I feel that it'd be an honor to have the building named after him. And so many people have voted for it, I say let the people have the say.
But this isn't an election where the person with the most votes wins.
We want to look at something that reflects both the city and the county. So, you know, we're looking for something that isn't just a mayor, for example.
So is this all about the name?
So she doesn't like Harry Balls.
She
swats away Harry
she
Balls.
She has no interest in Harry Balls.
She doesn't want to see Harry Balls.
Right.
Shaved balls only.
Just a little prude.
Right, exactly.
Right. Is she against the hair or the balls?
Maybe. Not a fan of Harry Balls.
She pushes Harry Balls away.
Yeah.
This town needs Harry Balls.
She slapped down Harry Balls.
I mean, the other one under Harry Balls.
I'm going to sit on Harry Balls for a while.
No. I've done that before. Like when you get off the couch.
Yep. Yep.
I think each one of us knows Harry Balls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not a fan.
How old am I?
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
The other option is Eugene Johnson, so it's like not much better.
Huge Johnson.
Oh my God.
Huge.
My friend Huge Johnson.
Yeah, the Huge Johnson.
And that other guy was talking was a relative, Jim Balls.
think the Harry Balls Government Center would make Fort Wayne the butt of jokes. After all, the family butt. Did change the pronunciation of their last name from Balls to Bales. Jim
of
said
course.
It was his
oh, yeah.
Cops
yeah. Frankenstein.
Yeah, exactly.
I love their restaurant, Benoit.
How much at the time when yeah. Harry was born, it wasn't the connotation wasn't there like it's come up through the years.
But he dropped
so I think she was just trying to save the family a little bit of embarrassment, especially her children.
Jim thinks a Harry Balls Government Center could be great for the city of Fort Wayne.
I love this guy.
Well, I think it would put us on the map, for one thing. I know there's been a lot of controversy about it. I think a lot of people are going to snicker about it and laugh, but after it dies down... I don't see any problem.
Yeah. It's a good focal point, too.
And the online
after Harry Balls dies down.
Yeah. Yeah. As you're driving, you say, let's look out for the Harry Balls.
Approaching Harry Balls.
It's one of those rock slides.
In town. The town of Harry Balls.
Quarter mile.
Right.
On right,
right.
Harry Balls.
Right. Yeah, make it up by the Harry Balls.
Is it like the world's largest spool of thread?
Come see our Harry Balls. Center.
How does he end the report?
That was it.
That was it.
Just goes back. Yeah, it just goes back to that.
I liked him. He did a good job.
Left bad taste in his mouth.
Yeah, we needed some more witnesses.
Right.
I knew Harry Balls. I liked Harry Balls. Harry Balls and I ate together lots of times.
I would see Harry Balls every day. It goes...
When he was like, mayor, he was mayor. I'd look into his office, and Harry Balls would be in there every time.
Harry Balls, hey, cat, says, look at that Harry Balls cat.
You know who I didn't like in that family? His brother Sweaty.
Jazz and AJ.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.